গোপী জন বল্লভা গিরিবর ধারী যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারী যমুনা তীরবন চারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী কুঞ্জ বিহারী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতম মহাপুরাণম কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দে ওম অজ্ঞানতিমিরন্ধস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরোন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্যমনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতম যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপকদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরো শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সগ্রজাতম সহগণা রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনসহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যদেবম শ্রীরাধাকৃষ্ণপাদান সহগণা ললিতা শ্রীবিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সারস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাত্যদেশতারিণে বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ නමෝ මහවදන්‍යාය ක්‍රිෂ්ණ ප්‍රේම ප්‍රදායතේ ක්‍රිෂ්ණාය ක්‍රිෂ්ණ චෛතන්‍ය නම්නේ ගෞරතිසේ නමහ හේ ක්‍රිෂ්ණ කරුණා සින්ධු දීනබන්ධු ජගත්පතේ ගෝපේශ ගෝපිකා කන්ත රාධා කන්ත නමස්තුතේ තප්ත කාංචන ගෞරංගී රාධේ වෘන්දාවනේශ්වරී වෘෂභානුසුතේ දේවී ප්‍රණමාමි හරි ප්‍රියේ ශ්‍රී කෘෂ්ණ චෛතන්‍ය ප්‍රභු නිත්‍යානන්ද ශ්‍රියාද්වෛත ගදාධර ශිවාසාදි ගෞරභක්තවෘන්ද හරේ కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ Canto 7, Chapter 6, Prahlad instructs his demoniac classmates. Text number 8. Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa sesam griheshu saktasya ప్రమత్తస్యాప్యయాతిహి దురాపురేణ కామేన మోహేన చ బలీయసా శేషం గృహేషు సక్తస్య ప్రమత్తస్యాప్యయాతిహి దురాపురేణ కామేన మోహేన చ బలీయసా శేషం గృహేషు సక్తస్య ప్రమత్తస్యాపయాతిహి ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ Mataji's. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Durapurena, which is never fulfilled. Kamena, by a strong aspiration to enjoy the material world. Mohena, by bewilderment. Cha, also. Baliyasa, which is strong and formidable. Sesam, the remaining years of life. Grihesu, to family life. Saktasya, of one who is too attached. Pramattasya, mad. Apayati, wastefully pass. He, indeed. Translation. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted, because even during those years he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible, even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity, jara vyadhi. This leaves only a few more years. But because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life, and then to be perfect in sense control, following the regulative principles, if one becomes a householder. From household life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to the forest and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. From the very beginning of life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen in the Western countries. Thus, the entire duration of a life of even 100 years is wasted and misused. And at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body, which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in a life of tapasya, austerity and penance, must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. So, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he is instructing his schoolmates, because he is a self-realized soul from the womb of his mother. So in the previous verse, you are saying that how the life, duration of life is wasted. In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. That is Kaumaram and Paugandam. These two, 5 plus 5 years are wasted. Because that time they don't have any sense of their life's responsibility. Intelligence is not fully developed yet, so that 10 years is wasted. Similarly, in the boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. So, Srila Prabhupada, that's how he is beginning in this purport, that he is giving a clear analysis of how this life duration is being wasted by sleeping and playing as a child in the boyhood. So in that way, 50 years is sleeping, then 40 years invalidity plus boyhood and childhood. That means 90 years are gone, right? According to that calculation. Then few more years are left, not necessarily 10 years. Not everybody is living 100 years now. So that's why he's saying this leaves only a few more years. So what is the message? Prahlad Maharaj is saying, in these few more years, how this life is passing and what is the hope for us to attain self-realization? And that description, that wasting of life, few more years, how it is being wasted, is being analyzed by Prahlad Maharaj on today's verse. He's saying, Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa sesam grihesu saktasya grihesu saktasya pramattasya purusasya. That person who is too much attached to family life. Grihesu saktasya. Here grihesu grihini grihamuchyate. Griha word is analyzed, is understood through wife, grihini. So that person who is too much attached to house and those things which are related to house. So it's a very interesting point we need to understand. What happens when one becomes attached to the griha dharma? What is griha dharma? That we need to understand. And then what happens? Pramattasya, he becomes pramatta, like a madman. He loses his discriminative power. And here it is said, so hita hita majanata. He fails to understand what is good for him and what is actually not good for him. Hita ahita. So that he fails to understand. Kartavyanu sandhana sunyasya. He does not know what he should do. That is called pramattasya. Why he has become pramatta? Why he is becoming mad? Because grihesu saktasya. He is too much attached to his griha. As we said, grihinim grihamuchyate. So when one enters into family life, because of too much attachment to his wife, he feels anything which is in relationship with his wife becomes his religion, his dharma. Dharma, what does it mean? Dharma means that which cannot be separated from the object. So now this person who has accepted the life, his private life with his wife so intensely, he cannot separate himself from anything related to his wife. Griha dharmesu. Means we have seen this is a kind of practical situation we can see in today's world. In many family, when they get married, the boy is very obedient to the father. He's doing everything for the well and good of the parents. And then once he gets married, then griha dharmesu saktasya. He becomes very much attached to the griha dharma. He feels, oh, I need to take care of my wife. I need to take care of the kind of my wife's extended family members, and so on and on. Whatever is coming through his wife, he puts that into priority rather than trying to take care of his parents. And because of such a misused lifestyle, and we have seen many parents are now today are not very happy, and they are being sent to the old age home. And old age home is like you give some money, there is no love, there is no care on the platform of love, because they are being paid, maids are there, no, they are doing their duty. But a family life has to have some bondage of love. You know, you cook something at home, you bring to your old father, he will be very happy. Oh, my son, my daughter-in-law is cooking for me. What I want, she is serving me. So in that way, this old person who is sitting at home, when he eats something very happily, of course you can get some blessing from him. That is the way how we can make our life's journey a success. Because when we get favor, mercy or blessings from the older member of our family, that remains a boon for us to further progress in our life. But current society has failed to understand this. That is why Bhagavatam in Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Grihesu Saktasya Pramattasya Purushasya. That kind of person who is too much attached to the Griha Dharma, which is concerning to his wife and wife's extended family members, what happens to him? Sesam Durapurena Kamena Cha Mohena Apayatihi. What he is doing? That person, he becomes Sesam. Sesam means the remaining part of his life. Means remaining years. Kamena cha mohena. Here, kamena means visaya bhoga vilas atmakena. Visaya bhoga vilas. That is kama. And cha means krodha. Sometimes he becomes angry. We have seen, right? They become very angry when you try to tell, hey, why are you doing like this? No, no, I am doing right thing. You do not know. They will rather try to give you their understanding. They will instruct you. They become, angry. That's why cha is there. Kamena cha mohena. So, in that way, moho means aham mameti. That is called moho. It's a very interesting point. You see, when we consider this body and anything which is very dear to my body is belong to me, then that is the highest form of moho, illusion. Because after all, we need to understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And our understanding as a spirit soul is not like that of the jnanis who understand the existence of the spirit soul. Right? This jnani, he understands he is the spirit soul and he tries to understand the 12 characteristics of the soul and he remains happy thinking one day he will become one with the supreme spirit soul. But in case of the Vaishnavas, we never think it like that. When we have understood, I am spirit soul, that time, aham mameti, this is me and mine, concept has to be totally forgotten, has to be totally avoided. How we should do it? Because I understand, I am a spirit soul, and everybody who is sitting here, or anyone I meet as a human being, or any even entity, they are also spirit souls, they are also individuals. If I possess, I being spirit soul, I have these 12 characteristics, they also do have. So in that way, there is no difference. And then he tries to engage himself in the service of the Lord, and whenever there is some opportunity for him to help others to become engaged in the service of the Lord, he is trying to help them. This is the perfect Vaishnava understanding of I am spirit soul, I am not this body. After all, by understanding I am not this body and you just remain on the platform of a philosopher, what is the use of that kind of understanding? So, real understanding of I am spirit soul, I am not this body is you engage yourself in the service of the Lord and help others, create facility for others to become fully engaged in the service of the Supreme Spirit Soul. That is real understanding. Then this moho will be completely eradicated. There will be no more bewilderment, right? This man who is attached to the Griha Dharma, why he is bewildered? Because he understands, this is my body, this is my house, this is my family, they are my family members, this is my house, this is my house, this is my, you know, village, my nation, continues, go on and on. So in that way, he is expanding his moho, his bewilderment. Huh? So, here it is said, that kind of person, he becomes very much attached. In that way, his life is wasted. He does not know. Very interesting point, you know, I was thinking, like you see, in this world, everybody is attracted to some object because it has got some form or some color, some taste, something is there, some smell is there. That's how they become attracted to the object. But interestingly enough, the spirit soul, which is in the body of the every living being, natasya rupam varnamba, natasya rupam varnamba drishyate, pramanam drishyate kvachit. The spirit soul does not have a varna, does not, you cannot actually perceive the actual rupa. It's not very much clearly defined. Who can say what is the color of the spirit soul? Have you found the color? There is no color of the spirit soul. It's not described anywhere, right? But you see, we are actually attracted to the spirit soul. We are not attracted to the physical body of anyone. Even though, outwardly speaking, Mr. X is attracted to Mr. Y or Mrs. Y, it does not mean that he or she is actually attracted to the physical form. If you try to understand the root of the attraction, of course, externally speaking, on the material plane, because some kind of sensual pleasure is being experienced, that's how they are being attracted, but the root cause of their attraction is not that sensual pleasure. The proof is that when the same person, Mr. X or Y, he or Mr. C, leaves his or her body, that time there is no more attraction working. Right? Why? Why you are not attracted to that same fellow who you have been thinking he or she is very dear to you for so many years? Because now there is no spirit soul, that's why there is no attraction for you. So that means you try to understand from within, you are not attracted to this physical form. Rather, your actual attraction was for the spirit soul. Now you have forgotten. You try to understand this. Even though you do not know what is the color of that, you know, spirit soul, how does it look like? Have you ever seen The form of a spirit soul? No, nobody has ever seen. But see, even though we have not seen, we being constitutionally part of the supreme spirit soul, we have natural affinity for the spirit soul. So in that way, when we have understood this and we try to analyze and practice, put into practice, this is very important. Chanakya Pandit, he says, it's a very interesting thing. Jasya nasti swata prajna. Jasya nasti swata prajna. Sastram tasya karoti kim. We study sastra. We have scriptural knowledge. But what the scriptural knowledge can do? Jasya nasti swata prajna. Swata prajna means self-profound wisdom. That is called swata prajna. One who does not have self-profound wisdom, what can sastra do for him? So here, even though we have so many instructions given in sastra, we don't have swata prajna. Then what is the use? Just like lochana bhyam vihinasya darpana kim karishyati. Lochana bhyam vihinasya. One who has lost his eyesight. What can a mirror do? Right? How beautiful you may be, if you do not have your eyes, you cannot appreciate your beauty, neither others' beauty. Right? So similarly, even though we have knowledge given in sastra, we study, but without swata prajna, we need to have that discriminative intelligence coming from us. Not that one fine morning you wake up from the sleep, you are blazing with the intelligence, profound wisdom. No. That is how Srila Prabhupada has given us a very, very practical process. How that swata prajna can be developed by us. Every day we regularly come for Mangalarti. Every day we regularly sit in the japa class. You chant our prescribed number of rounds attentively. Every day we study Bhagavatam. This is what is going to give us swata prajna. It's a science actually. Sometimes we feel, I am not able to control myself, I do not know, I have lost my discriminative power. You don't have to worry about anything, as long as you are following the process as it has been given by our founder Acharya. It's very, very, very powerful process. Describing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that, you see, really very, very powerful. When somebody is bitten by a snake, then what does he do? He goes to the hospital? Okay, maybe nowadays he is going to the hospital. But on those days, there are no hospital. He would go to the Ojha, right? Snake charmer, who knows the mantra. And this person, he is just a poor guy living in a village. He is not very educated. He does not know what he is chanting actually, because he got this mantra from his father. His father got from his father, like in this parampara. He has received this mantra. And he is a totally illiterate guy. But he knows this mantra. And you are bitten by a snake. Now what you are doing? You go to that fellow who is a totally illiterate guy. And what does he do? He just, just chant this mantra. Do you know? He understands the meaning of this mantra? No. He does not understand the meaning of the mantra. But do you know this mantra is working? Oh yes. As he chants this mantra, automatically the effect of the poison will come to zero. And he will become fully cured from the effect of the poison. So similarly, whether you understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam or do not understand, similarly, whether somebody has understood the potency of chanting this holy name of the Lord or does not know, If you simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, if you simply chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it will definitely cure him from the effect, the poisonous effect of this age of Kali. There is no doubt about it. So, in that way, here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, instead of being so much attached to this material world, one just simply starts practicing Krishna consciousness from a very early age. Kaumaram achrit prajna. Even though it is said kaumaram, but it is from the age of 10. It is explained. From the age of 10, one starts practicing, then what happens? Then, automatically, the demands of the senses will be reduced. That will automatically work. We don't have to devise some other means how we can become free from these attachments or these attractions. So, the principle remains for us is that as long as we try to follow this same sadhana bhakti process which has been given by our founder Acharya, starting from Mangalarti up to evening program, if we follow it sincerely, then that will immune us, that will free us, or that will give us swataha prajna by which we can protect ourselves. So now this holy name week is continuing, and you were saying, our Prabhuji was saying that maybe we should also discuss something from the holy name of the Lord. But before we go to describe something about the glories of the holy name, we should also try to glorify our Gaur Parshadas, Srila Raghunandan Thakur and Bangsidas Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day today. So, this is personal Bhagavatam. It is equally important to listen to the glories of the devotees of the Lord as well as the glories of the Lord which is explained in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. It's equally purifying. Raghunandan Thakur was a very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to his spiritual identity, in Krishna Lila, he is Kandarpa Manjari. And in Dwaraka Lila, he is Kandarpa, son of Krishna. And in Gaur Lila, he has come as Raghunandan Thakur. This Raghunandan Thakur was born in Srikhand, near Katwa. There is a village called Srikhand. And his father, they had three brothers, Mukunda Das, Madhav Das and Narahari Sarkar Thakur. And Narahari Sarkar, this Mukunda Das, he had this son called Raghunandan Thakur. And on those days, we know, we have heard from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees from Bengal used to go to Jagannath Puri to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend some time in Rathyatra festival. So, one occasion, after finishing Rathyatra festival, all the devotees are returning back to their hometown in Bengal. So, before returning back, Mukunda Das, along with his son Raghunandan, he went to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they went to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked a very interesting question. He said, between you and Raghunandan, who is father and who is son? Then Madhav Das, he said, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Jaha hoyte hoy Krishna bhakti. His guru, his father. So, why did he say like this? And if you understand how Madhav Das was a very, very highly elevated soul. Actually, Madhav Das was a physician to the king, Raj Vaidya. He used to go and give treatment to the king. One day, this Madhav Das, he had gone to give treatment to the king, and he was checking the pulse of the king. King was sitting on a raised platform, and he was standing and he was trying to check the pulse of the king by holding his hand. At that time, one of the servants of the king started to fan the king with a big peacock feather fan. And just by seeing this peacock feather, he was immediately reminded about Krishna and his pastimes, and he went fainted. He fell down on the floor while fainted. And the king did not understand what happened to him. Then king also became a little bit worried about him. Then he got up from his seat and he was trying to understand what has happened. It seemed like he had no consciousness in his body. Then after a while, this king, he picked him up and he came back to his life. Then king asked him, "Hey Madhav, what happened to you? Why did you fall down?" You know what did he say? It's very interesting. Those who are sahajiyas, they rather try to show themselves up, how great they are, how their body is filled with love for Krishna. But this man was totally hiding. Just you can imagine a devotee who just by seeing the peacock feather having, you know, ecstatic love arousing in his heart. What is the level of devotion this devotee has? We can imagine this. And he's completely hiding himself. He said, no, I have a disease, you know. It's called Mirgi Beram, Mirgi. Like, you know, this pig, what is that? Pihen. Cuckoos. No, not cuckoo. Hen, they have a disease. They start trembling and they fall down. So he said, "I have that kind of disease. That's why I fell down while trembling." He did not reveal his mind to the king. But the king, because he was to some extent favored by having the touch of such an elevated soul, he could understand, no, he is a Mahabhagavat, he is hiding himself. And then king, with great honor and respect, sent him back to his home, but he understood he is a Mahabhagavat. You can see this Mahabhagavat, he is telling Raghunandan, who is in material platform, is son, my father. Why he is saying Raghunandan is his father? You can see in one incident, this Madhav Das, he was serving Gopinath deity at home. That Gopinath deity is still there in Raghunandan's house, Madhav Das' house. So one day he had to go for some work, and he told Raghunandan, he said, "Raghunandan, today you must offer bhoga to the Lord, and after I come back I will honor prasadam." Then Raghunandan, as an innocent child, when bhoga was ready, he brought the plate in front of the Lord, and out of innocence, he started crying before the deity. He just told like that. He was not chanting like mantras. You can see. That's a very interesting point, right? Of course, deity should be served by chanting proper mantras while bathing, while offering, you know, anything you do for the deity, mantra has to be there. This is Pancharatrik Vidhi, you can't avoid that. But you see, this boy, small little boy, he got the offering ready on a plate and he's bringing it in front of the Lord. He's thinking, like, I become hungry and I eat. Now my father told me to offer him this bhoga. That means he is hungry. He eats during this time. So he must be hungry. So he should eat this. So in his mind he is thinking, he must eat it. If he is not eating, that means something wrong with me. So he brought this plate of prasad, bhoga, before the Lord, and he told him, eat this. He's telling him, you eat this. Lord is not eating. He started crying. Oh, because I am offering small baby, that's why you don't want to eat? If my father offers, you eat, and I am offering, you don't want to eat? What is this? You can see, like, you know, you have seen small baby, how they behave. They're so innocent. That's why Krishna consciousness should be practiced from very early age. That impression will never go. So he started crying. Then Gopinath said, okay, I will eat. Then Gopinath started eating. And after Gopinath finished eating, he brought the empty plate to home. And then when father returned back, he asked, hey Raghunandan, where is prasadam? He said, Lord has eaten up everything. What? Lord ate prasadam? He didn't leave anything for us? He said, yeah, he ate everything. Then his father was curious because he understood. When they left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu had told him, he said, you must allow this boy to do deity worship, deity service. So he was a bit curious. No, there might be something. So next day he told Raghunandan, today also I have some emergency work, I have to go out. Can you offer bhoga to the Lord? He said, oh yes, today I can also offer. Then the next day, father did not go out. He actually went out of the home and then again he returned back and he was hiding inside. He wanted to see how Raghunandan is offering bhoga to the Lord and how my dear deity is accepting bhoga from Raghunandan's hand. With this sincere desire, Madhav Das was hiding himself in the house. Then time arrived for the offering. And then Raghunandan, he brought the bhoga plate and placed it in front of the Lord. And today, out of love, he picked up one laddu and he gave in Gopal's hand. He said, you should eat this. Because now today he has become more friendly. Yesterday he ate, he just cried. But today there is no need to cry because yesterday he has ate. Today I can feed him with my own hand. Isn't it? So he was very happy to pick up one laddu and he gave in Gopal's hand. And Gopal was also very happy to eat the laddu. And by the time Gopal had half finished the laddu, Madhav Das, he appeared. Then Gopal stopped eating that laddu. And if you go today, you can still see that deity is still there in Sikhand. So this is Raghunandan. Not only this, when Raghunandan's glory started to spread all around West Bengal, everybody started to, you know, appreciate him and come and see him. At that time, this Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he wanted to check whether the glory of Raghunandan, which is being spread, everybody is glorifying him, is true or not. What kind of devotee he is? He wanted to take a test. Because Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he was a very interesting personality. He would come and offer obeisances to the deities. If the deity is not perfectly installed, or if there is no Lord inside, then deity will burst to pieces. So he was checking. And also those devotees who claim to be great devotees of the Lord, if they can tolerate the obeisances of Abhiram Thakur, then he will accept them. they are true devotee of the Lord. So one day, Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he said, okay, everybody is glorifying, Raghunandan is great, let me see how great he is. So, without any invitation, he came to the house of Madhav Thakur. And when he came, now Madhav Das was very much afraid of his position. And he kept his son hidden inside the room. He said, no, Raghunandan is not at home, he is outside, he went for playing. But Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he understood the mind of Madhav Das. And he did not insist. Rather, he left the house of Madhav Das and he went out of the village and remained waiting under a banyan tree outside of the village. And while he was sitting there, all of a sudden, Raghunandan Thakur, he came before him. And when Raghunandan Thakur, he came before Abhiram Gopal Thakur, both of them, by holding each other's hand, they started to dance. A very beautiful dance ceremony started. And it is said that all these devotees from the village, they started to arrive there. And this Raghunandan, he was wearing ankle bells. And while he was dancing, one of his ankle bells was thrown and it fell in a very distant place. It was, you can say, more than 22 kilometers maybe, away from that place called Bordangi, where they were dancing. And it came to a place called Akai Hata and fell on a little pond. And that those places are still there. If you go to Katua, this Akai Hut is there. Then from there you can go to Srikhand. Then from Srikhand you can go to Bordangi. That banyan tree is still there where they were dancing. So we are actually fortunate to be here at this point of time. At least we can appreciate, we can see those pastime places. This, you know, banyan tree has witnessed this pastime, that still Laddu Gopal is there holding his half laddu in his hand. Those places are still there. Akai Hat, that pond is still there. Unfortunately, you cannot find that Nupur anymore. That's called Nupur Kunda. That Nupur, which was worn in the feet of Raghunandan, it was being worshipped in one of the Brahmin's house. One time we went there, but we could not find that. It's no more. Kali Yuga, no. People are so greedy. So everybody, they want to consume everything for themselves. They don't want to keep anything for the Lord. So this is the misfortune of this age of Kali. So this is how it is going on. Anyway, 9 o'clock. Just in glorifying this holy name of the Lord, one day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, after all the devotees, they left for Bengal, he visited Haridas Thakur's Bhajan Kutis. No, Haridas Thakur's place where he was residing. Yeah, you can say Bhajan Kutir. And at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami, he was staying with Haridas Thakur. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, both of them, Haridas Thakur and Srila Rupa Goswami, they got up from their seat and they got embraced from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please take your seat. Then they, all three of them, they sat down. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, hey, Rupa Goswami, Rupa, what are you doing? He said, I am writing something. What kind of writing is that? And he was writing on a palm leaf. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that palm leaf. At that time, Srila Rupa Goswami, he was writing Vidagdha Madhava Natakam, the play called Vidagdha Madhava. And in that play, he had written this verse.
Tunde tandabiniratim vitanute tundabali labdhai karna kroda kadambini ghatayate karnarbude bhyaspriham Cheto prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kriti na jane janita kiyad bhiram ritai krishne tibarna dvai.
Actually, Srila Rupa Goswami, he is explaining how in that play, Purnamasi Devi, she is trying to arouse love of Radharani for Krishna. But Radharani is saying, in the meantime, she has love for Krishna. Na jane janita kiyad viramrite krishna di varnadvai. Whenever she chants these two names, Krishna, what happens to her? Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute. When this Krishna, these two varna, they touch my tunda, my tongue, they starts tandavanritya, tandavini. The dance incessantly without any stoppage. And I feel like I should have many millions of tongues. Tundavali, avali, many tongues. I want to have many tongues so that I can appreciate the dance of this Krishna. And karna kroda kadambini ghatayate karnar budebhyas priham. When these two words enters through my ear hole, I feel like having millions of ears. Right? See, when we hear something which is very pleasing to us, we don't feel like giving up, right? We want to hear more and more. So here we can see this Krishna, this word, is so tasteful to hear for the pure devotee of the Lord. They don't feel like giving up. Rather, they want to have millions of years. Karna kroda kadambini ghatayate karnar budebhas cheta prangana sangini vijayate. When it enters into the courtyard of my heart and it starts dancing, it conquers my mind, as a result of which sarvendriyanam kriti. All the senses, they become inert. This is the glory of the holy name. And of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining this one in 8 different verses, which is put in the song form. Hridaya haite bale jihara krite chale naam rupe sabda rupe nache anukshan. So yeah, we can continue discussing about the glories of the holy name day and night. Still we can find end for it. But one thing at least we can try, we can become sincere after hearing all these informations. Holy name is so powerful, holy name is so merciful, it can give us so much benefit, so much health for our spiritual growth. If we are convinced, if we try to take advantage of the presence of this holy name. Let us understand, we cannot embrace Krishna. Let us embrace Krishna through our tongue when he is entering into our mouth in the form of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
समवेत भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे हरे वो।